Unit 1. Face Recognition. Please take a look at the photo on the right. When you first saw the picture, what did you think? Well, this is a square red brick with two small round holes and one larger hole. It's a bit old and is leaning against, maybe, a stone step or something and... No. Not many people felt that way at first, right? You first thought, that looks like a face, didn't you? This is known as the simulacrum effect. When three spots or shapes make an upside-down triangle, it looks like a face. The brain recognizes it as a human face. Look at the picture of an electrical outlet on the right. The three holes make an upside-down triangle. Just this shape makes us think it's like a face. This is the simulacrum effect. You will find many things in the world that look like faces, but are not faces. When you see something like a ghost in a photo, it is mostly because of this effect. Why does this happen? Why do we see things that are not faces as faces? The reason is that our brains tend to recognize faces. Why do they have such a tendency? This instinctive response comes from our evolutionary need to quickly recognize and judge human expressions. When we look at a person's face, we try to understand their feelings and thoughts. If we understand such things, in other words, if we notice someone getting angry, trying to hurt us, or showing other negative signs, we can quickly run away. Therefore, our brains tend to pay particular attention to the face more than to the other parts of the body. It especially focuses on the major facial features, the eyes, nose, and mouth. So, if we see three spots or shapes that are arranged in an upside-down triangle, our brain thinks it's a face. The simulacrum effect is used in many parts of everyday life. For example, face symbols are an example of a simulacrum effect. When you send an email, you would use not only words, but also simple symbols, such as these. These symbols play an important role in online communication, where facial cues are missing. They act like small faces in your messages. The person who receives the email understands these symbols as facial expressions, making it easier for them to understand the emotions and thoughts behind the words. It's like adding feelings to your messages, helping to convey nuances that words alone might not fully show. Let's talk about cars as another example. When you look at a car from the front, the headlights can look like eyes, and the whole car might seem like a face. Some car makers design cars to look like faces. Car makers believe that this face design helps people notice cars more easily and react quickly on the road, which can prevent accidents. Even if, unfortunately, an accident does occur, a quick reaction can at least make it less serious. This is also an application of the simulacrum effect. There are probably lots more things in the world that look like faces. Because you've read this essay, you might start noticing faces in every place around you. Look around you, and you'll see how our brains turn ordinary things into friendly faces.